Today, we'll talk about getting what we want by using visualization. Welcome to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. I am your host, Yelena Sinetsin. There was a time when I wanted to be happy, but did not know how to get there. I am here right now because I have learned a lot while designing and manifesting my own personal happily ever after life. And I want to share with you every tool and practice I have used to get here. In each episode, we explore what personal happiness might look like, and we share actionable steps for tuning into your desires, for living life with no regrets, for using negative emotions as a clarifying tool, and for finding your flow as you describe and create your joyful life. This is so exciting. First, let's figure out what is visualization and how it's done. To visualize is to imagine or to paint a picture of something in your mind or to make something visible. In psychology, visualization is the process of creating a visual image in one's mind or mentally rehearsing a planned movement in order to learn skills or enhance performance. During this process, all six senses can be used. Now, the coolest thing about this process is that it is a scientifically proven magic wand all athletes use to improve performance, to speed up the process of learning new skills, to increase muscle mass without physical movement, and even to help injured athletes to stay in top athletic form during rehabilitation from injuries. Visualization helps with performance anxiety and with getting in the flow, so to speak. When I was a synchronized swimmer, we used visualization to memorize our competition routines and to practice different elements by going through the motion in our minds. Imagine this. This same scientifically proven magic wand can be used just as well for manifesting our desires into reality. I personally call it daydreaming, and it is my favorite pastime. And because I spend so much time daydreaming about what I want, my life seems quite almost easy. It feels like I don't really have to work hard to get to my desires, just because I use this time to energetically prepare for what I want, and then everything around me comes together to make sure that my dreams come true. As a matter of fact, the dreams that seem the most impossible, the dreams that I cannot do much about, manifest the fastest. And when I say dreams, I also mean any kind of desires or wants. And just to make it clear, my life has not been all rainbows and butterflies and chocolate-covered lollipops and singing and dancing all the time. No, actually, I was raised in a toxic household with alcoholism involved, and I was the scapegoat of my family. And in my 20s, I had to start looking for my voice, and my self-esteem was so low. I was angry all the time, and I had PTSD and memory issues from trauma. I mean, a lot of other things that I am sure other people are going through. But what I am saying is that maybe due to ADHD, I did tend to daydream a lot to distract myself from my surroundings in order to not lose my mind. And that daydreaming, that separating myself from the unhappy reality I was in, that's what's saved my mind. That's what allowed me not to go insane and not to go into alcoholism and other abuse. And just because I kept that focus on what I wanted and I daydreamed about what I wanted. I spent so much time daydreaming about my happy family, about my future loving husband, that eventually my desires had to come true because they were so vivid in my mind that they had to manifest in my reality. And yes, I am married now and I do have my happy family, but of course, I'm sure you know that a happy family takes a lot of work to keep it happy, starting with myself. Anyhow, my husband is an avid reader, and when he shared with me a list of books he wanted to reread in English, The Great Book of Amber by Roger Zelazny caught my attention for some reason. So when I was reading it, I was blown away by a strong feeling that I was reading a blueprint for molding one's reality into what they want by visualizing and having a laser focus on the desired outcome. By now, this book has become my practical guide in creating the reality I want. I find myself coming back to it whenever I feel stuck, and now I am reading it for the fifth time. So here is the premise of the story and some pointers I find very valuable for me in my manifestation and creation of my reality practice. The Amber stories take place in two contrasting quote-unquote true worlds, Amber and Chaos, and in shadow worlds that lie between the two. These shadows, including our Earth, are parallel worlds that exist in and were created from the tension between opposing magical forces of Amber and Chaos. And members of the royal family of Amber, after going through sort of a procedure, can travel freely through the shadow worlds. While traveling, or they also call it shifting between the shadows, one can alter reality or create a new reality by choosing which elements of which shadows to keep or add and which to subtract. And they know what to add or to subtract by having a clear picture of where they want to go. And here are a few takeaways I got from this book so far. The slower one traverses between the shadows, the more enjoyable and safe the way is. And only recently I realized that I myself sometimes stole my forward momentum subconsciously on purpose because I give myself the time to emotionally prepare for the changes. For as long as I remember myself, I've noticed that people who got rich and famous too fast either wound up dead too young or have destroyed their lives and or careers. And I knew that life and emotional balance were very important to me. To paint you a picture of my process, I'd like to tell you a story about starting my YouTube channel called Swimming and Living. I'd like to mention that technology is challenging for me and I didn't know how to look up comments. So after posting a few videos on YouTube, all of a sudden I found 6 comments waiting for me and I felt such heaviness of commitment and responsibility for replying these people that I almost quit being a YouTube creator. Eventually, I got used to answering the comments, and now, of course, I'd love to have much more engagement on my channel. And now, even though I do want to have financial success in everything I do, I appreciate the ability to go slowly, the freedom to undercharge for the new projects I start, because this gives me more freedom to make mistakes without an extreme burden of responsibility and accountability. So the slower the shifting that is going on in my life, the more enjoyable and safe I feel, and the more freedom I feel to actually enjoy the process. And I understand that this message might not be for everyone because some people do thrive under pressure. But maybe this is for the people who are in a slowed down momentum and they feel like nothing is happening in their lives. But I just want to encourage you that just by focusing on what you want, just by thinking about what you want, just by dreaming your dreams, just by writing down your desires, this is already the very important work you are doing in order to move yourself forward. I know that for me, I would not be able to accomplish absolutely anything in my life if I did not do it all first in my mind, if I did not first daydream about it, and if I did not first visualize myself doing whatever it is I want to do. In the future episodes, we will touch upon the importance of preparing the way for your desires energetically and starting to prepare for your bigger dreams, bigger picture of your life in seemingly unrelated life choices. So once again, the first takeaway for me from this book is this: the slower one traverses, the more enjoyable and scenic and balanced the way is. The second takeaway for me from this book was the importance of a very, very clear vision of where one was going. When Corvin, the main hero of the first half of the book, lost his memory, he was not able to get back to Amber on his own. And only after reclaiming his memory, he saw the clear picture of what Amber looked like, felt like, and what he needed to add to or subtract from his environment in order for his environment to start looking like Amber in his motion toward it. Interestingly, in the focus on Amber and in the movement there, all six senses had to be used because they helped the traveler immerse themselves into the environment of where they were going even before they got there physically. For example, the sight was used in order to be able to see the changes that were happening around. The hearing was used in order to hear the birds flying and singing, wild animals running around in the forest, the smell of the sea, and also the taste of the salt in the air, the touch when they were able to feel the rocks on the mountain leading toward Amber. And of course, the sixth sense, or the intuition, or that feeling of being home, belonging, knowing that this is exactly where one needs to be. These days, I keep hearing about quantum leaping into a more desirable parallel reality. And the process that is described reminds me of what I am learning about in the Great Book of Amber. And the third takeaway from this book for me was my favorite one: all roads lead to Amber, which means that with a clear focus and a clear picture in a person's mind, anything they do in life will bring them to their desire. Of course, if you know anything about the law of attraction, you probably already know that in order to get what we want, we need to learn how to soothe ourselves when something doesn't go our way, how to see the best in every situation, how to appreciate what we already have instead of focusing on what we don't have, how to be light and enjoy life, how to hear the call of our inner being. There's so much more to talk about and to explore and to practice. We are at the very beginning of this amazing, joy-filled, beautiful journey, and I am so happy you are here with me. Here are the takeaways from today's episode. Visualizing what we want and focusing on our desires is a scientifically proven magic wand that will get us our desires faster. We can use all of our six senses in order to make that quantum leap into our desired reality. Going slower toward our desires can help us enjoy the process more and can make the whole process safer and prepare us emotionally for everything we want. In order to be able to focus on what we want, we need to have a clear picture of our desire. And my favorite one, all roads lead us toward our dreams. I'm so glad you tuned in today. To continue in the flow of magic, subscribe to the Create Your Personal Happily Ever After Life podcast. If you'd like to connect elsewhere and to stay up to date, you can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube at Swimming and Living. To support this work, you can leave a review on iTunes or on a podcast streaming platform of your choice. Please remember, being happy takes practice. Give yourself credit for your every win. Focus on your desires, and little by little, you'll find yourself in a fairy tale of your own creation. Enjoy.